Today, I want to discuss the remaining 5 upcoming executive condominiums that are not affected by the recent policy changes impacting the EC market. These 5 EC projects are expected to be launched progressively over the next 6 to 18 months. Here, let's take a closer look at where they are located and what are their potential launch price could be. The first EC project is located at Senja Close in Bukit Panjang. The site sits beside the KJE and surrounded mainly by HDB flats, with Senja Hawker Centre located nearby. The land parcel measures around 10,000 square meters, which is not a very particularly large site. There were 5 bidders for this tender, with CDL emerging as a top bidder at a land cost of around 771 PSI PPR. Based on HPROP analysis, after factoring in construction costs, financing, professional fees, and marketing costs, the estimated break-even is around 1584 PSF. So, the biggest question is, how much will the developer launch it for? Let's assume a 20% profit margin. The estimated selling price could be close to 1,009 per square feet. Is that achievable? Highly possible. Let me give you an example. Back in 2022, CDL acquired the Bukit Batok West Avenue 5 EC site for $336 million, which is now known as Lumina Grand. The break-even then was around 1187 PSF PPR. When the project was launched in 2024, the average selling price according to HPROP was around 1464 PSF. That translates to an estimated profit margin of about 33%. Next, the second EC site is located along Woodland Drive 17, near Woodland South MRT station and right next to the Woodland Health Campus. This site is also surrounded by HDB flats, which means there will likely be strong demand from HDB upgraders in this area. The site measures around 25,000 square meters, and once again, there were 5 bidders competing for it. CDL once again emerged as the winning bidder at 782 PSF PPR. The estimated break-even cost for this project is around 1,006 PSF. Assuming a 20% margin, this EC could be launched close to 1,009 per square feet. It's definitely possible with CDL's strong track record. They have a good year. Don't forget, nearby Northwood Grand, another CDL project, has already crossed the 2001 PSF mark. And once it's TOP, I wouldn't be surprised to see even higher resale transaction. In comparison, this upcoming EC may still appear relatively attractive and affordable with an MRT nearby. Next, let's move over to Sembawang. This will be the third EC project that is not affected by the new EC rules. This site is located at the junction of Sembawang Road and Yishun Avenue 7. Interestingly, this plot has a rather long and unusual shape. It's slightly elevated and sits on a sloping terrain. Behind the site is a quiet landed enclave, while the front faces a large open drain that is linked to a park connector. Right across the road are some HDB flats. This site measures around 19,000 square meters, and there were 4 bidders in total. Oriental Pacific Development emerged as the top bidder at 692 PSF PPR. The estimated break-even cost is around 1477 PSF. Assuming a 20% profit margin, the projected launch price could be around 1770 PSF. Is that achievable in Yishun, Canberra? Well, Canberra resident has already sold more than 90% of its unit at price close to 2,000 per square feet. Singaporeans love a discount. And if this EC site is launched around the mid-1007 PSF range, it could potentially become the cheapest EC launch in 2027. The fourth EC is also located along Woodland Drive 17, near Woodland South MRT station and next to the Woodland Health Campus. It's situated opposite Masjid Yusof Ishak, a mosque serving the Malay Muslim community in the north. The mosque officially opened in 2017. And I personally visited it before. This site measured around 27,000 square meters. There were 3 bidders for this site, with Simlian emerging as the winning bidder at 794 PSF PPR. The break-even cost is around 1615 PSF. Assuming a 20% margin, the project launch price could be around 1938 PSF. But the real question is, will the developer push pricing even closer to the 2,000 per square feet mark? After all, Simlian recently launched Revel Tampines EC at an average price of around 1937 PSF, despite securing the land at only around 768 PSF PPR. The estimated break-even is around 1380 PSF PPR. They probably too have a very solid year in 2026. Finally, we have the last EC at Miltonia Close, located off Yishun Avenue 1. This site sits at the end of the road and is surrounded mainly by older condominium development. Behind the site is a newer BTO HDB cluster known as Miltonia Breeze at Yishun. Let me be very frank here. The location is super ulu to me. However, one key advantage is that some unit may enjoy unblocked reservoir views. That is only the plus point. The site measures around 15,000 square meters, which again is not a particularly large development. There were 3 bidders, and Hoy Hub secured the site with a winning bid of around 732 PSF PPR. The estimated break-even is around 1531 PSF. Assuming a 20% margin, the estimated launch price could be around 1840 PSF. However, nearby resale EC, the Kaitiron, is currently transacting at around 1003 plus PSF. So asking Yishun HDB upgrader to pay another 500 per square feet premium for a brand new EC can be pretty challenging in my opinion. So there you have it, the 5 upcoming projects that are not affected by the latest EC changes. Here, if you are considering any of these EC for your own stay or investment, feel free to reach out to me. But before we end this video, after analyzing the future launch price of this 5 EC, I can't help but wonder whether the original purpose of EC to provide affordable housing for aspiring HDB upgraders has gradually been eroded. This is especially so given the increasingly high land costs from recent GLA standard and the relentlessly rise in EC prices. For EC, the pricing is largely determined by the developers themselves. In many ways, this situation reminds me of the former DBSS scheme, which was eventually scrapped after public backlash over the high price of projects like Central 8 in Tampines. This time round, however, the authority did not scrap the EC scheme altogether, probably because doing so would create even greater disruption to the HDB upgrading market. Instead, the latest cooling measure appear to be aiming at bringing greater stability to the EC market. But at the same time, will the authority also consider cooling the rising land costs seen across GLS state tender? Personally, I think the government is more concerned about HDB upgraders than private property owners. After all, private property owners know how to take care of themselves. You say, I talk sense or not?